Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Mayhem, violence, and murder. On this day, November 27th, in the year 1951, the Barbados Advocate reported on an incident that had played out earlier in the year. This incident occurred along the streets of this island from River Bay to Constitution Road and included fast driving, overtaking, and other actions that defied the Road Act. This would lead to anger, altercation, the lack of conflict resolution skills, and ultimately death. Not by gunfire, but by bus. Does this scene sound familiar in any way? Well, 73 years ago, this was the culmination of a horrific scene outside of Bridgetown. The report in the newspaper on this day, November 27th, outlined the horrific details of the incident during cross-examination in the law courts of District A, where bus driver Mr. Ewart Owen Thornhill, aged 39 years, was on trial for the murder of Mr. Leroy Worrell. 17 witnesses were called to give evidence in this case. These were eyewitnesses who were present at the scene of the crime, telling how the tragic incident unfolded on August the 6th. The day started with everyone in good spirits, ready for a day of fun, as they attended the excursion held by a club of the Girls Industrial Union bound for River Bay, St. Lucie. A truck owned and driven by Mr. Leroy Worrell was hired to assist with the transportation of some of the attendees, while a bus owned by the Lincoln Bus Company was also chartered to transport the picnic goers to the venue. The bus was driven by the accused, Mr. Ewart Thornhill, an employee of the Lincoln Bus Company. Reportedly, the day went well, and it was during the return trip to at the end of the day that the dreadful event occurred. Although there was no evidence of alcohol being consumed by the drivers, it was confirmed that on the return journey to Bridgetown, both drivers were said to have been driving fast, overtaking each other, and generally driving recklessly. As they came through the area of Sandy Lane Woods, which oral history reports stated was a long, straight, and winding stretch of road, Worrell made several attempts to overtake the bus driven by Thornhill and finally succeeded in doing so. Unwilling to relent and driving at a fast rate of speed, the bus followed the truck, overtook it, and putting distance between them, Thornhill also overtook several other buses in the process. Worrell trailed and caught up, and when he attempted to pass Thornhill, the vehicles touched. The driver stopped to examine them, and no damages found, the race was on again as they jockeyed for position. They continued to race along the roads of the West Coast en route to Bridgetown, and when they arrived at the Girls Industrial Union at Constitution Road, an altercation broke out between Worrell and Thornhill. Given evidence, witnesses informed the court that Mr. Worrell approached Mr. Thornhill, and during a short exchange, Mr. Worrell cuffed Mr. Thornhill in the eye, whereon Mr. Thornhill pulled out and brandished a penknife, which he did not use. He also armed himself with two rocks, but never launched them. With some passengers still on board the bus, Thornhill eventually drove away from the scene of the crime. However, driving as far as Belmont Corner and Martindale's Road, he turned the bus around, returned to the scene, and ran the bus into Worrell, who was standing next to his truck on the side of the road, close to the upper gate of Queen's Cottage School.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.